Holy cow. This is insane. I don't want to stop. Keep going. Someone give me a wall to run through. Listen, the internet's got a lot of bad things on it these days, but The Sweet Child of Mine guitar solo being played on bagpipes
That's
is
insane.
Not bad.
That is incredible. That was the first time I had heard that.
Can we get that played after Mr. Brightside?
Yeah.
Bills games?
Or Man. Like during the game? Even?
Yes.
Like Josh Allen takes off running while the bagpipe solo is going on?
You might not have known you needed Sweet Child of Mine on bagpipes in your life, but now your life will never be the same.
That is nuts.
It's amazing. Saw that yesterday. It's a girl playing the bagpipes and rocking Sweet Child of Mine.
Nailing it.
Football Friday.
Some non-football stories here real quick. So Paul Skeens, the pitcher for the Pirates, he won Rookie of the Year last night. There's an interesting story. I got a question for you on this. On the Pirates, there's a card that it's I don't know why they want it, but there's a one-of-one Paul Skeens rookie debut patch autograph card. So there's a card that he signed that's got a patch from his first uniform that he wore in the card. It's one of one. And the Pirates want the card back. But Topps has already released it. Like, they've already put it in a pack. It's just out there.
Like a golden ticket?
It's a golden ticket. It's a Willy Wonka golden ticket. But there's only one of them. And the Pirates have offered a package of things to whoever finds the ticket.
Mm.
You tell me if you would take this. You would need to, I think, live in the Pittsburgh area, though, to even consider this, obviously. This card, it's going to be worth a lot of money. The Pirates are saying, hey, whoever finds this card, we will give you batting practice and a warm-up with the team. These are the least valuable things first. Two Paul Skeens autographed jerseys.
All right.
A meet-and-greet with Paul Skeens. Watch a game with his girlfriend in the suite at the Pirates ballpark. A private tour of Pirate City in Lecom Park, a softball game for 30 at PNC Park, plus coaching from Pirates alumni, and two Pirates season tickets behind home plate for 30 years.
Season tickets?
Season tickets.
For 30 years?
Behind home plate.
Yes, I would do that.
Over a card that's probably worth millions of dollars. Would you take 30 years of Pirates season tickets behind home plate?
All right, so here's a good question. You're a Pirates fan.
Yeah.
Let's swap everything out is the Bills.
Okay, it's the Bills.
And the team you love, and Josh Allen himself, there's a patch out there.
Yeah.
You get the golden ticket, you open the pack.
And you know they want it.
You know that not only does your favorite team want it, your favorite player wants it, and you get a package of gifts worth lots.
Yeah.
Or you can just have like $2 million.
Yeah.
Would you look Josh Allen in the face and be like, sorry, bro.
$2 million.
It's going to take you $2 million.
Right. You're going to tell him you can have it. You got to match, though, the value of it. Or you get... imagine the Bills offered that to you. Make it the Bills. It's an Allen card. With his first uniform ever. And there's one of one and it's out there. And the Bills tell you, hey, we'll give you two season tickets on the 50-yard line for 30 years. The timeline on that is also crazy, right? 30 years of season tickets.
Joe in Rochester has the retail value for the Pirates tickets. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah. So one of my best friends, huge Pirate fan. I'm a big Pirates fan myself. He contacted me last week about this, and we were kind of going over it, and he's like, he bought two boxes. He spent like $300 on all these cards to try and get one himself. But he said if you sell all the behind-the-home-plate tickets for the 30 years, it's like $3.5 million.
Oh, right.
All the other stuff that you get with it. You know, not to say that you'd sell all those, but man, you got 82 games. You're not going to go to 82 Pirate games. You're going to be selling most of those tickets.
See, this is interesting though, because how much work is it going to be to sell all those tickets over 30 years? This feels like a part time.
Not much work. Come on.
It's a part time job, maybe, like constantly, like unless you're just going to, you know, do like a straight up price like every time that you're putting them up for. And you could go to a few games.
How long is it going to take you to make $3.5 million at your current
job? Okay, that's fair.
Know?
That's fair. That's a great counterpoint to that.
All right, man. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks, Joe.
Right, you could sell the tickets. You could sell, you know, there's 81 home games a year. You could just say, I'm going to go to 10 or 20, and I'm going to sell the other 40, and I'm going to make a bunch of money. And they're behind home plate.
Right, sure, but of all the places to try and get top dollar for tickets right behind home plate, I feel like Pittsburgh Pirates.
I'm saying
it's a little down on the list.
Yeah.
But whatever, you could sell them for $100.
Also, how about that softball game at the park? And you get legends to coach it?
Softball game for 30.
Yeah.
How about the weirdest thing on there, of all the things you get if you find that ticket, is you get to watch a game with Paul Skeen's girlfriend.
Yeah. I think she's a gymnast and like a supermodel, I think, too.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's, I don't know.
Thanks.
Right.
All right.
Right, it's weird that you get to watch a game with her in the suite. I've already got season tickets.
Right. And
I've got my tickets behind home plate.
Is Paul pitching that night, obviously? So Paul's pitching, he strikes somebody out, and you look over and you're like, yeah, I like that. That was a good pitch. I'm happy.
Take batting practice with the team also. What do I want the Pittsburgh Pirates watching me strike out on batting practice, probably?
Like
or hit the ball 100
George
feet.
George Costanza?
Right. Yeah. But they clearly want the card back, because that's a hell of a package they put together, with obviously 30 years of season tickets being number one. Maybe you would think that's more of a punishment. To go to 30 years of Pirates baseball.
Yeah. 803-0550, our phone number, and 1-888-550-2550. What are the chances that the Pirates are in with Topps cards, and this is all a thing to just generate sales for that card?
Wait a minute. What's the theory that they are?
The theory is, well, how about
they're in on it?
The caller just said he bought $300 worth of cards to try to get it.
Okay.
The concept is it's a golden ticket.
Yeah.
And Topps has basically said to the Pirates, like, "Yeah, throw something together. Let's work this together. The Pirates have already worked up legends for the team are going to attend a softball game,
coach a softball game. Even.
Right. Yeah. They threw all this together. Oh, sorry, the card's already been released. Oh,
right.
All right, watch a game with Paul Skeen's girlfriend, and he gets 30 years of tickets behind home plate. And
yeah,
just saying, it's a good marketing ploy. I want to go buy some cards now. Don't
Why,
you, wanna
you
go-
want to? You want 30 years of Pirates tickets?
I'll sell them.
How many? If you had them, how many games a year would you go to?
Behind home plate?
Yeah, any. Would you make a couple trips a year?
I would.
And like, yeah, they're playing the Yankees on Saturday night. That might be one you want to sell to, though, actually.
I would sell 80 games, and I would rent an Airbnb for June and go to, like, 10 games.
In a row?
Yeah. I'd go to a homestand and, like, live there for a week.
You have, like, a... Yeah. It's like having a lake house.
Yeah. My pirate house.
Yeah. My pirate house.
I got a pirate house.
Right. And hell, if they make the World Series like once in 30 years, you have tickets then to the World Series.
I mean, come on, the Pirates in the World Series.
Over 30 years? It's got to be like a 50-50 shot.
When's the last time they were in the World Series? The 60s?
When's the last time they were in the playoffs?
Well, recently, because the playoffs, like 20 teams make it now.
Okay, right.
In the 90s, they were the team that made the NLCS all the time and lost.
Right. Yeah, no, it does make me want to buy tickets a little bit. The value that they would have to expect, and this probably actually would be right, they would expect to make more than $3 million in sales. Because as the guy just told us, like, it's a valuable price you're giving up. Like, you have to get the Pirates on the hook for giving away 30 years of season tickets behind home plate. That's probably a good amount of money that they would sell those tickets for.
Will that card, if it doesn't go back to the Pirates, sell for more than the banana that sold for $6 million.
Oh, that thing.
You see that story?
Yeah, there's a banana with duct tape. There's a...
Someone duct taped...
It was a comedian that did this.
Yeah, they duct taped a banana to a wall and sold the rights to do that for $6.2 million or something like that.
As art.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that happened. I think it will probably sell for less than that. Honestly, I don't know. Maybe.
It doesn't make sense. Nothing in society makes sense anymore. Buying the rights to reproduce a banana duct tape to a wall for $6 million.
Imagine, by the way, you're making a bet here. The Pirates are, or whoever would buy this ticket or this card. What if you take the package and then Paul Skeens just flames out? Like totally flames out. And in 20 years you go to a Pirates game, you're the guy, you're like, you know, I got these tickets. Remember that Paul Skeens guy? Who played 3 years for us, and he had one great year at the beginning, and then he was terrible after that.
I mean,
yeah, I cashed in on that.
Just talk to a Yankee fan for 5 minutes; they think Paul Skeens is on his way in 2 years.
Right,
like
that's what I mean. You might be public enemy number one.
That's
you got
the deal
free
I
tickets
want.
For a guy that either stunk or turned his back on them.
Can you counteroffer? I would say, like, I'd like tickets behind home plate to every game Paul Skeens pitches for the rest of his career, wherever it is.
Wherever it is,
home and road, wherever it is,
right. If it's on another team,
yep. I get home.
You have to buy me season tickets to the Yankees.
Yes, wherever he goes. All right, Extendo Sports coming up in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It's a Football Friday, and we're talking about baseball cards and Paul Skeens because that's a good story. I like that story. Bills at the bye week, 44% to get the one seed according to the New York Times Playoff Machine. Chiefs 47%. Good stuff. Enjoy the bye week. Extendo Sports next.